I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The list of visa-free countries is growing. Today, the Department of Homeland Security waived visa requirements for travelers to the U.S. coming from 7 additional countries. So the answers to our geo-quiz today are the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Slovakia, and South Korea. So, for example, that means that South Koreans no longer need a visa to visit the U.S. for up to 90 days. Hundreds of thousands of Koreans are expected to take advantage of the visa waiver program, not only for themselves, but for their children. Jason Strother explains from Seoul.
31-year-old Jess is meeting a friend for a goodbye coffee. In a couple days, she'll leave Seoul for a 3-month stay on the Pacific island of Guam. But it's not a vacation. Jess is 8 months pregnant. She plans to give birth to her baby girl on the island. She chose Guam because it's a United States territory. When her daughter is born, the baby will automatically be granted American citizenship. Jess says her friends are jealous.
Most of my friends, they tell me, oh my God, I envy you. If they have a chance, you know, if they have money, I mean, you know, they want to go.
And many other pregnant Korean women are going. They're getting help from dozens of so-called birth tour agencies that have sprung up in the U.S. These agencies arrange flights, reserve hospital rooms, and act as translators. Some even help the new citizens get their passports. They charge up to $20,000 for their services. Jess's husband, who doesn't want to give his name, says it's a good investment. He says many people think it costs too much to go abroad to have a baby, but if you compare it to raising a child in South Korea, in the long run, it's worth it. He adds that education in South Korea is too competitive and expensive. In South Korea, sending your child abroad for school is a status symbol. Jess and her husband say they'll eventually send their daughter to school in the U.S., and since she'll be a citizen, they won't have to pay the higher tuition for international students. Critics say so-called birth tourists, like Jess, are taking advantage of America's overly generous immigration rules. Jack Martin is with FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform in Washington. Among other things, the group is lobbying to make changes to the 14th Amendment. It's the one that guarantees citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil. The provision was added to recognize former slaves as citizens. Martin says foreigners are now exploiting this clause.
I think it's a very unfortunate aspect of the misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. But nothing is going to change on that until the issue was put before the Supreme Court. And if that is a Supreme Court should decide that our current practice is in fact correct, then the only way that can be changed is by constitutional amendment.
There are critics of birth tours in South Korea, too. Some say it's unpatriotic, and they question whether a child who has foreign citizenship and went to foreign schools will really feel Korean. But Jess knows what she'll say to her daughter if she asks someday whether she's Korean or American.
You're Korean. And why I go to, you know, Guam to have a baby? I mean, you, it's just, you know, we want to give you more chance. But it's your choice. But you're Korean. Don't forget about it.
It's unlikely she would forget about it. Jess's daughter will have dual U.S.-Korean citizenship. But when she turns 18, she'll have to choose one or the other. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.